your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Qantas plane collided with a passenger air bridge at Brisbane International Airport on Wednesday night during taxiing. The Boeing 737-800 plane landed at 6:30 p.m. from Queenstown, New Zealand, before the collision occurred. But fortunately, no one was injured in the incident and the flight's passengers were able to disembark safely. The airline states that an investigation has now been launched into how this incident was able to occur, with the Executive General Manager of Aviation at Brisbane Airport, Ryan Booth, stating that passengers' safety is their top priority and they will be supporting Qantas with the investigation to ensure this incident does not reoccur.
The Queensland Teachers Union, or QTU, has criticised government wage offers as pay negotiations continue between the Queensland Government and QTU. An offer of an 8% wage increase over 3 years proposed by the Queensland Government on Wednesday was declared an affront and a reflection of the government's disdain for education professionals and union members by the QTU in a statement sent to union members. The offer has been made as the Queensland Government's bargaining agreement is due to expire in 2 weeks, with the QTU stating that any acceptable agreement would have to include implementations recommended in an unreleased sector review.
And in national news, the Labor government's promise to cut student HECS debt by 20% through the HECS debt reduction plan is set to be legislated as Parliament returns on July 22nd. After the legislation passes through government, it is intended that the ATO will automatically apply the reduction on individuals' debt as of June 1st, 2025, and adjust the indexation applied respectively. Indexation is set to rise by 3.2% this year, with reduction back paid. The 20% will cover the account before indexation. According to the federal government, the average cut will be about $5,500. However, former Education Minister Simon Birmingham questions the policy's practical impact, explaining that due to its reactive nature, there will be no support or impact for future students, only those who currently withhold any debt.
200 tyres have been removed from Isle of Gorge National Park after they were found illegally dumped last year. The tyres were originally found in a ravine in the Queensland National Park just southwest of Rockhampton during a bushfire last October. The tyres were removed due to the large fire risk they pose, with officials explaining that the removal took several months, cost more than $100,000, and delayed necessary hazard reduction burnings. The Queensland Department of Environment and the Banana Shire Council are investigating the dumping, with Senior Park Ranger Chris Job asking for anyone with information about the individual or business that they believe had been routinely dumping the waste into the park to notify officials.
In international news, a SpaceX Starship has exploded during routine testing at the company's Southern Texas facility on Wednesday night local time. Starship 36 was shown combusting in a video uploaded by Cameron County authorities whilst connected to a launch arm, with the destroyed rocket being the largest and most powerful of Elon Musk's Starship's fleet. The explosion occurred during a routine static fire test and joins SpaceX's previous three launches in its unintended failure.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with light winds and is expected to become partly cloudy later in the afternoon. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The river is expected to reach lower high tide at 11:15 a.m. today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the lower end of the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.